Hello?
Hello, Miguel. Buenas tardes.
Buenas.
Soy Nadine Medina. Le di un poquito, okay. Unos minutos más, ¿no? Porque dije, ay, por Dios, sé que estaba manejando, qué pena. I'm sorry.
Ah, sí, está bien, no hay problema.
Okay. ¿Está su esposa también allí contigo, sin caso ella tiene preguntas?
Ah, sí, está aquí escuchando.
Ay, muy bien. ¿Y cómo se llama su esposa? Disculpe, que no la saludé.
No,
Stacy.
Está bien, no hay problema.
Okay.
Sí.
Bueno, pues, para explicárselo de nuevo, ¿no? El razón, Miguel, que habiéramos llamado a usted hoy es porque, como le estaba mencionando, que tenemos esa posición exclusiva.
Oiga, madre. Discúlpeme la molestia, pero yo no hablo bien inglés, pero ella quiere hablar inglés para saber
okay.
bien todo.
Ok,
pues,
perfecto.
Discúlpeme, pero yo nomás lo que le dije a la otra señora que me habló, quería, porque yo a veces no entiendo el 100% inglés,
right.
Y no quería malentender algo que me estuvieran explicando y decir sí o no, ¿sí me entiende?
Okay.
Y ella es la que ahorita me ayuda como en mi aseguranza y cosas así.
Okay.
Okay.
So, ¿quieres que platique yo en inglés, pero
sí.
vas a poder entender de lo que estoy diciendo o es solo
sí,
para explicárselo
ella,
a ella?
Sí, a que ella se le explique y voy
okay.
a estar escuchando también.
Okay.
Muchas gracias.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, you sound like you're a little under the weather, like how I was last week. You poor
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, oh. It seems like I'm starting to lose my voice.
Oh, my gosh, it's going around. You know, I took a lot of, I drank a lot of, well, I did home remedies, like oregano tea. Hierbabuena, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'll try not to ask you a lot of questions to kind of save your voice. So, I was talking to Miguel because, well, we had reached out to him. Our company is called Local Splash. We're a Google channel partner. So we were calling him because we had this position that opened up on the first page of Google for his category for roofing. And so what we're looking for right now is a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, but we want to work with a company that can also handle more business. And
yeah.
So I was talking to him and telling him, you know, I know he doesn't have a lot of presence online, but I didn't find anything either like negative about his company. And I think he had even mentioned to me he has more years of experience, right, in the industry, although
yeah.
the business is very
yeah.
new, like 3 years. But
yeah.
I believe he provides a quality service, right? This is the time now for him to make his own money. That's what he was telling me.
Yeah.
He was starting yeah. working for everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, Stacy, once we begin to work with him on the first page of Google, what we do is we close out the category. We do not work with anyone in his territory who offers the same services because we want to make sure that he's getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense
yeah.
so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with the local map section. You probably see it when you're looking for a restaurant. It's the one that pops up with the red dots and businesses right below it that are listed, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. That's where we do the placement. So he's going to get calls coming directly to him, whether someone's looking for a new roof, roof replacement, roof installation, roof repairs, if he does siding or gutter installations, right? If these are services
yes.
that he offers, we make sure that they find him immediately on the first page, okay?
Awesome.
They click and call him directly. We don't charge him per call. We don't charge him per job or per click. What we do, our program is a fixed flat rate, and it's a month-to-month program with no contracts, okay?
Okay.
So when I spoke with him and my representative, he had mentioned, so I know you guys are in Shelby, right?
Yeah.
Typically, how far would you say he wants to travel? I know to him it depends, right, on the job, right?
Yeah.
But on an average, how far does he like to target?
He usually goes, how many miles is going to happen from here, do you know?
Or certain areas, would you say that he likes to target?
Yeah, he does a lot of work in Ludington. I think probably the farthest that he's gone is Grand Rapids. He's done a lot, like Bitely, around here, Shelby, Nuera, Hart.
Okay. What was the first one you mentioned? Levington?
Levington, yeah.
Oh, Levington.
Yep.
Okay. If I'm looking at the map, we're looking anywhere between, because I know Grand Rapids is like 70 miles, right? Give or take?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then Levington, we're looking at about a 30-mile radius. Is that about right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And again, depending on the size of the job. If it makes sense for him to travel, then yes. Now, he doesn't use Facebook, right?
No.
Okay. And then no website. I know he mentioned he just recently, or he was in the process of getting started with Angie's Leads.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did he already set that up? The paper lead?
He set it up. We paid, but they haven't even been able to get us to log in, and it's been, I think, 3 days.
Really?
They've been having technical issues, I guess. So we haven't even been able to play with the app or see how anything like that works.
Okay. And you guys are doing pay per lead, right? I think he mentioned he's paying per lead. And okay. I would assume he kind of would prefer that the clients call him directly, right? I think that makes more sense because that's how it's going to work with being placed on Google.
Yeah.
So the package that I had originally offered him, and I told him there's this one package I'd like to offer, but if you guys aren't comfortable with this one, we can look at another package. The local map is going to cover his zip code, and it's going to target anyone that's within 5 to 10 miles from his zip code. This is what Google considers his local area, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For us to get him found outside of that is by running Facebook ads or Google ads. That's why I was asking about Facebook. He said he doesn't use Facebook at all. I said, okay, that's perfect. That's fine. This package that I'm going to offer you guys, our Premier Platinum package, what it's going to do, it's going to put him in two spotlight positions on Google. So we'll have me get listed on the first page in the local map, but we're also going to list him at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. With Google Ads, he could target, if he wants to target specific zip codes, by city, by mile radius, or by county. He can be very specific. We also list him on Bing. We include profiles on Yelp and Apple Maps. I mentioned to him that I'll also include a website. We will build him a website. I'm sure he's taken pictures of his work that he's done in the past. Yeah. I want to showcase his work. I want people to see the work that he does. So we'll build the website. We can even if he took a video of a project, we could add videos on there. So we'll attach pictures, videos if he has any. We'll write a biography about his company. And then we're going to attach that website where his business is being promoted. So now they can see the quality work that he does and they get to learn more about his company. And we include what we call the mobile platform. So if someone does a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or from their tablet, they can find him on the first page of Google immediately. So this package covers all of his bases. Okay? Now, with the pricing, the rate that I gave him was our new in business rate. So he's saving, I will tell you, over 50%. His monthly flat rate would be $499. It will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So it would make his initial investment $598 to get it started. He pays $499 every month after that with no contracts, no taxes, no hidden charges. Whether he got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, if he landed a job for $20,000, he is only paying $499 a month. That's it.
Yeah.
Flat rate. And that's that price, even though it's a promotional rate for new business, if he's with us 6 months or 6 years, his price will never change for as long as he's with us. Okay? Now, he was like, yeah, I'd like it, but I want to talk more about it when I get home because he was driving too. And I know that also he mentioned you and you help him a lot with, I'm assuming with like a lot of the office work, right? in Boise and stuff like that. So I felt too that it was important to talk with you, Stacey, you know, because you guys are in business together. You're a husband and wife team. So I wanted to make sure, you know, that you were available too. What are what are your guys' thoughts? How do you feel about this package?
I mean, to me, honestly, I think that it would kind of been better than the Angie, only because I think that if I'm understanding you correctly, then the difference would be like, for to search something on Angie, you have to get on Angie and you have to search roofers and then send it to a couple different people. So in your guys' case, they would get on, type in roofer, and then he would, like, roofing near me or whatever, and he would come up, right?
Correct. Or if they're looking for a roofing contractor, roof installation, new roof, roof replacement, right? Best roofing contractor near me. This is what's going to help him come up on the first page of Google. Now, I'll tell you, Stacey, I'm not saying he's going to be the only business listed there, because you and I both know there's a lot of companies. But our company, Local Splash, would only be working with you guys on that first page in your area. So what they'll see on Google is a profile page with Miguel's phone number, his company name, pictures of his work, a website link. They're going to click on his phone number. They're going to call him directly. That's how it's going to work. They'll call him directly, which when you think about it like this, right, when someone is in need of a service and it's a service that they need and they're ready to make that purchase, right, they're finding that company, 90% of them are going to start their search on Google. They're going to go to Google, and they're going to call the first guys that they see there, right? So that's how it all works. I'm in fact, right now, while we're talking, I just sent you this link just so you could take a look at it to have an idea of the layout. So this is the kind of websites that we, the kind of website we would create for him. We call it a My Site. So it's a website that's a custom type of website. Now, with this website, we can even set it up if he wanted clients to schedule appointments with him, right? We can schedule it like that to set it up. We can add reviews from his clients on this website. This website is Google compliant and mobile friendly, and it also helps with his, what we call, with his ranking on the first page. So, we would add his content, obviously, right? It has a gallery so they can see the pictures of his work or videos. It has a drop down for his services. And whether they're looking at it from a desktop, from a tablet, or from, you know, from a mobile device, it's going to adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. I love these sites. They're really, really nice. And if he needs a business logo, we can make him one too. Doesn't cost him more.
Yep, he's already got.
Oh, good. He's got one. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think we're ignoring you, Miguel. You're still part of that conversation. He's like, they forgot about me. I'm over here in the esquinita.
So, I mean, it would be up to him. I don't know if he wants to do it or $500.
$598 would be to get it started today, right? But every month after that, you're only paying $499 a month. It's no contracts. We're just going to ask you at least stick it out 2 months, right? We call it a 2 month verbal agreement, but you guys pay monthly. If you decide you don't want to do it no more, just make sure you call us 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you guys don't get charged and we part as friends, you know? I'm very confident, and I'll tell you this, I'm very confident when you see the revenue that you generate by being listed on Google, as long as you guys are making profit on what you're investing with us, no one cancels on profit, right? Yeah. But, of course, we're not going to hold you on a contract because we don't work like that. We like to earn your business. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, and I know, Miguel, that they mentioned this to you, right? When you get that lead, if they haven't told you, they will tell you, they want you to call that lead within 15 minutes. They tell you, call the lead within 15 minutes. And it's because, as you know, and they told you, you're sharing the lead. So you and two other companies are getting the same lead. So why they tell you, right, and why they tell you to call them within 15 minutes is because if you don't call them, those other ones are calling them ahead of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like kind of beating the other ones to the phone. And I don't, did they give you guys like a range on what your leads are going to cost? Because I know that they're going to be different prices. Did they give you like a range? A rango?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They said $20 to $164.
Yeah. It's going to depend on the size of the project. So what happens is, I was talking to this one guy. We work with a lot of Angie's clients, right? I won't talk bad about them. I know how their process is.
Uh-huh.
So we work with a lot of their clients, and just a gentleman I was talking to last week, he was telling me that he had gotten some leads, and when he called them, they didn't answer, but he still got charged. So when he told them they didn't answer, they said, well, keep calling them until they do. And the guy was like, I can't keep bugging people. I'm working. I don't have time to sit on the phone and keep calling them back to back to back. So
the only thing that I was kind of leery about, and I had let him know, was that, you know, anybody can make up anything. So you can get on, and we all know that, you know, there's, and I shouldn't say that, people are crooked, you know. Somebody could get on, and I did one in my daughter's name with a fake phone number and stuff, but the lead came up with three different people. So if it came up with three different people and I'm putting in information that's not right and they're getting it, how do I know that he's going to be getting correct information? That's the only thing that I
That's the only thing that kind of made you a little leery. Yeah, I understand. You know, and Angie's, they're a good directory, but when you guys are in need of a service, and obviously I know Miguel is a handy type of man, right? He can do a lot of work probably on his own. But let's just say there was something that you guys needed that he couldn't do himself. Where would you look to find a company that does it? Exactly.
Google.
You know how important Google is? Even Angie's knows. Angie spends millions of dollars running Google ads for their own company. So they even list themselves on Google, right? But typically, people are going to call the ones that are on the first page. They're not going to be spending time calling these, you know, going, making a search on Google and, oh, let me click on Angie's and now do the same search. They're not going to, they don't have time. They want to talk to somebody now. Like, I don't know if Tara went over this with you, Miguel, but I'll mention it to you too, Stacey. Like right now, when I was looking on Google, I just typed in roofing, right? And so these companies that I see, Near Roof, I see Empire Contractors, Gonzalez Construction, Janet's Roofing. Have you heard of any of these companies? You or Miguel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
These are just a few of them, okay, that are on the first page of Google. They're in your zip code in the 49455, okay?
Yeah.
This is exactly where we're going to list your company so that you're an option when people are performing that same search. And that's just someone looking for roofing. There's even a Juan. I love this name. You guys are going to laugh when I tell you. The company name is Juan, like the name Juan. Juan Time Roofing Repair.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got no reviews, no website, and he's on the first page of Google. So imagine you guys being on Google on the first page with a website, and I'm sure, Miguel, you probably have some clients that you still talk to that you've done work for in the past.
I got a bunch.
Okay. What we would create you is this little tiny URL. It's like a little link, and we would tell you to either text it or email it to your clients. Even if you did work for family in the past, ask them to click on that link, leave you 5 stars. That would post to your Google profile. So we help you generate reviews on your profile on Google. Let people read about what the kind of work that you do too, you know? We encourage it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much all my clients, they're my friends now.
That's good. Well, because you've done good work. So you know what? They trust you and they're comfortable with you.
Yeah, siempre les hago trabajos a las mismas personas, me siguen hablando.
Or their friends or, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll tell you. Even with the people that do los que cortan mi zacate, right, that do my landscaping for me, because my husband used to do it, but once he got sick with cancer and all that, he can't do it anymore, you know. But I use the same people, and you know that it's a family-owned business that I use, and I'll tell you why. My mom taught me a long time ago, take care of your gente, so if they got small business owners, use them, right, to help their mm-hmm. business grow. So I do that. But also this girl, she took over her dad's business. Her dad had passed away a couple years ago, and she took over the landscaping business, and they do trees. And I call her all the time, like, hey, can you guys come out here, Jasmine? And she's like, yeah, I'll send the guys right now. They do amazing work, and they're fast. And I'm going to tell you something. Landscaping over here in California, it's not cheap, not even to mm-hmm. cut the trees. It's very expensive. But I use them, and it doesn't – it no me duele, right, to pay more money because I know that they're going to do the job right, mm-hmm. and I don't have to worry about it. So the kind of work that you're doing – it is worth it, right? I mean, Google is going to give you that online presence that you need, right? And yeah. we do all the work for you so you could be enfocando on your jobs.
Okay.
Okay.
So how did you guys get his information?
I'll tell you, we have, so when a position opens up on Google, right, we have mm-hmm. a department here within our company that creates a list of potential businesses that mm-hmm. might, that are considered pre-qualified, okay? Uh-huh. So we actually, when the list is created, it's created off of you having some type of online presence. I had mentioned to Miguel, when I did the search for Rios Roofing and Repair, mm-hmm. I actually saw, so what came up for him, there's this directory that's called BuildZoom, another one that's called Bizapedia. Now, that mm-hmm. could have been Stacy when he registered the company. So, and then as I dug in further, that's when I found the Angies. So because he had some online presence is why he was put on the list. So the job of my representatives, right, when they're calling off that list to find me a company that qualifies to talk to for this position,
uh-huh.
they're to make sure that he's not, like, on the first page of Google, because we don't want to call anyone that's already on the first page of Google, because that wouldn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
So that's what qualified him, because he didn't have anything negative. He wasn't on Google, and because he has the ability to take on more new business.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, would it be a good thing to keep both, or do you think that Google would.
I'm going to tell you, he already paid the membership fee, right, with Angie's? ¿Pagaste la membresía?
He did.
Did you guys already?
If he hasn't been able to get in, then that's what I was kind of telling him on the way here. I said, you know, you paid it, but you haven't been able to get in. How many times? And we just barely did it, like, a couple days ago.
What day did you do it? What day?
Like 3 days, if that.
Okay. Yeah, here's the thing, and this is the thing. Why is it taking them this long to get you guys to get the app going, which is kind of maybe a blessing. So I'm never going to tell you cancel anybody because that's not my place to tell you cancel or – but what I can tell you is this, okay? You're not getting any leads from them right now.
No.
If we start the process for you guys, okay, this isn't going to happen overnight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get you listed there as quickly as possible. So just to kind of give you an idea,
mm-hmm.
6 to 10 days, you'll be listed. You're going to actually get, in 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code from Google. That's what's going to make them the red dot on the map. You guys will get it in the mail. Okay?
Okay.
5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories. I'm going to tell you something too. If you make him, okay, if you open up a personal Facebook page for him or even one for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to have pictures or friends on there. We'll create a business Facebook page for him so that way he at least has a Facebook presence for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't cost you anything. That's if you want, we can do that for you too. I can include it. Now,
mm-hmm.
the directories of Bing, Yelp, and Apple, he's going to be on those within 5 to 7 days, and he's also going to receive his login credentials to start tracking his results with us, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
7 to 14 days, the Google ads on the first page, those are going to be visible. They'll be able to see his ads on Google within 7 to 14 days, and his website will be live, so they'll be able to see that. Okay. What we put in our terms and conditions, that the local map first page, that could take between 30 to 45 days. I have seen many times when it's happened sooner. Okay. But because we know that he wants to get calls as quickly as possible is why the Google ads on the first page are running within 7 to 14 days. The website's up within 7 to 14 days, and he's in the directory within 5 to 7 days. So that way he can start getting phone calls coming in. Okay? So that's how our process works. With Angie's, your leads aren't even on. So it's kind of like a bendición, right? Like a blessing that they're not even on yet, because can you even afford to be paying for all those leads that are going to be coming in? Because once they turn them on, they're going to flood you with leads. And you can end up, I mean, and I'm not, I hope this wouldn't happen to you guys, but I had a guy tell me that he was like, owed them $1,500 because they were sending him all these leads and no one was answering. But you can control it too. So even if they called you, you could tell them, you know what, leave my leads on pause right now.
Yeah. Well, he's on pause until next Saturday.
Oh, well then perfect.
Well, because they couldn't get it to work, but that's what I'm kind of worried about is that if they couldn't get it to work now, what's going to be the issues later on?
Oh, yeah. If they, that's really weird. I've never heard them having trouble getting anyone on.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, okay, you said that for the full website, it takes like about 14 days, right? Or did you say?
7 to 14. 7 a 14 días. The website will be live. They'll be able to see it.
Okay, entonces, ¿qué, como qué ocuparíamos para empezar a hacer eso?
Lo que ocupamos is just us setting up the account right now, creando la cuenta, y entonces hacemos el billing. Mañana vamos a hacerle su cita de entrevista de clientes. So tomorrow you would have the client interview with our technician. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about your services, the areas that you want to target. So they're going to go over. That's where the magic is going to happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like to think it's with me, but it's not. I wished. But,
yeah,
we get moving really fast. So we get moviendo real quick. Okay? I was going to ask you, Miguel, what's you and Stacy, what do you guys think is the best email to use? Because this is where we're going to send your receipt. This is where we're going to send you everything in writing. What's the best email for you?
You could probably use his. It's, do you guys have his or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's Miguel Rios.
Uh-huh.
1029@icloud.com.
Okay. I'm going to do this right now while we're on the phone. Okay? So I'm going to send over two emails. And they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay? I don't know if you guys are going to have access to the emails right now when I start sending them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do this. So the first email that you're going to get from me is going to say Google Advertising.
Okay.
And this is coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So it'll say Google Advertising in the subject. Let me just grab that for you there. Now, this one's going to show you that the Premier Platinum Package, okay, I told you $4.99 a month. That's why I send it to you in writing so you know the price will never change.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's a, just a one-time setup fee of $99. Everything that we are including in that package, including the website, okay?
Okay.
So let me send that to you. And then the second one that you're going to receive, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that one is going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So that way you know how to track your results with us. So it kind of gives you an example. Now, with our program, you guys can see all your profiles through the client dashboard. You can see how many phone calls you received from new customers. You can also view all of your services, like your keywords that we listed you for. On that same reporting system, if you or Miguel want to go in there and move around some of your keywords or you want to run a promotion, if you want to make any changes, you can do it through the client dashboard. However, you're going to have a team here from our company that's dedicated to your account. Okay. So we do all the work so that way you guys can focus on the jobs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just sent the two emails. Do you want to check real quick to make? Beautiful. You got them? Okay.
I got one. I got the advertising one.
The second one should be coming right now, Mia. Give it a couple minutes because I just hit send.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do right now on the phone, I'm going to send over two text messages. On the bottom of the emails, okay, you guys can see my contact information, Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension. But I'm going to also text it to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I am the lead on the account, but I always want for you guys to have my information for your records, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there goes the first one. This second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. Now, Miguel and Stacy, if you guys ever have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding the account, you're going to contact customer service, okay? We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to send it to you with the messages in Spanish. But we always have someone here to speak in Spanish, okay? Now, Miguel, if you call and you want to talk to someone in Spanish, when you call the 877 number, oprimas el 8. Hit the number 8 when you hear the recording so you could talk to someone in Spanish. Okay. But Stacy, I mean, if you guys are calling in and you prefer English, just follow the prompts.
Okay.
Disculpe with my español de pocha, but you understand me, right, Miguel? Okay. Did you get the two messages?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to do me a favor too, Stacy, on his phone. Save that phone number, the 877 number, put it under his contacts as local splash. Splash like a splash of water. So this way he always has our phone number in his phone. Okay?
Okay.
So make sure you save that number. Now if he had to call me for some reason, my extension is 623. But moving forward, customer service is going to take care of all of his changes or updates. But if it's something como urgente, and he can't wait to talk to someone, he can call me, and I can at least send him a message that, hey, he needs to talk to someone right away, okay?
Okay.
But we're pretty good about our customer service. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are we going to create the account under Miguel's name or under yours, Stacy, or just list you as someone who's authorized to make changes on his account?
Yeah, you can do it like that. Just list me as somebody who's authorized.
Okay. What's your last name? Is it Rios or...
No, it's Revilla, R-E-V-I-L-L-A.
Okay. And I'm going to put wife authorized to make changes. Okay. And then his name is Miguel Rios, right? That's what I'm putting on the account with us. And the phone number that should be listed for the business, and this is the best number for us to contact you on, Miguel, is going to be the 231-747-0444, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the company, the way it should read, is going to be Rios Roofing and Repair.
Okay.
Now, Google le va a mandar, it's going to be a PIN code. They're going to send it by mail. What address do you want them to mail it to?
3269.
Uh-huh.
South 54th Avenue in Shelby.
Okay, and the zip code is 49455, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is go over the billing. So the card that Miguel's going to be using today, is the card in his name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
His name.
Okay, how does the name read on the card?
Where's the card?
And then I'm going to look while you guys are taking care of that. I'm going to look at the schedule for tomorrow.
Hold on. So on the card, because he's Juan Miguel.
Oh, okay. So it's Juan Miguel, but he goes by Miguel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put that.
Okay.
So on the card, it says Juan Miguel, or is it Juan M?
Juan Miguel.
Okay. And then Rios, right?
Rios Almanza.
Almanza with a Z?
A-L-M-A-N-Z-A. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, but I'm putting in the notes, he goes by Miguel.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, so let me do this. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. What's the card number?
5509.
Uh-huh.
3200.
Mm-hmm.
0071.
Uh-huh.
6370.
When does it expire? The month and the year?
09 of 26.
And the CVV code on the back?
050.
Okay. I'm having you do all this talking. Ay, pobre, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat the card number back to you. 5509-3200-0071-6370. Correct?
Correct.
And it expires September of the year 26. And the CVV code on the back is 050. Okay.
Correct.
Now, I'm not going to charge the card yet because I'm going to walk Miguel through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement, Miguel. It's an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing with your invoice. But when I'm walking you through it, Miguel, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can review it with you and then rephrase it. But I wanted to ask you, Miguel, if you want me to read it to you in Spanish or in English. What do you prefer?
No, en español.
¿En español? Okay. And Stacy, you understand Spanish?
Yeah, most of it.
Most of it? Okay, yeah. I'm going to say it in Spanish just so that he understands the conditions and everything, okay? Now,
okay.
What I want to do, Miguel, le quiero poner una pregunta de seguridad en tu cuenta aquí con nosotros. So we're going to put a security question on your account. Puedes escoger que sea el nombre de su mamá de soltera, la ciudad en donde naciste o el nombre de su primer mascota. What do you want for your security question? Mom's last name, before she got married, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mi mamá está bien, mamá.
Okay, ¿qué fue el apellido de su mamá de soltera? What was your mom's last name before she got married?
Almanza.
Almanza? Okay. Okay, ahora voy a prender la grabación. Okay, so si hay algo que no entiendes cuando te lo estoy leyendo, nomás dígame, Miguel, para que te lo reviso y te lo repito de nuevo, porque yo quiero que usted entienda todo claramente antes que hacemos su cobro. ¿Está bien?
Okay.
Okay. Bienvenido al registro de verificación de voz de Local Splash. Esta llamada será grabada para fines de calidad y para delinear los servicios que recibirá de Local Splash. Además de servir como una protección adicional para usted. Para asegurarnos que los detalles de sus servicios sean correctos, por favor, diga el nombre de su negocio como tú lo quieres escrito en la primera página de Google.
Rios Roofing and Repair.
Por favor, diga su nombre y título oficial que usted tiene dentro de la compañía. So, por favor, diga su nombre.
Miguel Rios.
¿Y cuál es su título oficial dentro de la compañía? ¿El dueño, el presidente?
Dueño.
Ah, okay, gracias. ¿Está usted autorizado para establecer este servicio a nombre de su compañía?
Sí.
¿Y das permiso a su esposa, Stacy, que haga cambios a su cuenta en el caso que tú no puedes llamar para hacer el cambio, correcto? ¿Sí le das permiso
sí.
a ella? Gracias.
Sí.
Para obtener resultados lo más pronto posible, Es importante que usted participe de manera continua en el desarrollo de su campaña. Debido a eso, ¿está usted de acuerdo en responder a las llamadas, textos y correos electrónicos de Local Splash?
Sí.
Sabemos que a veces andas ocupado y le estamos llamando con un update. Solo pedimos que nos contestas dentro de 24 horas. Ahora, quiero que tomes en cuenta que tú puedes recibir llamadas de otras compañías externas que van a querer venderles otros servicios que no son relacionados con Local Splash. Por favor, nomás tenga cuidado. Nosotros nunca le vamos a llamar para que pagas más de los $499 al mes. Ahora, si quieres asegurar que es nosotros que le estamos llamando, pregunta. ¿Cuál es mi pregunta de seguridad? Si le desconectan la llamada, tú ya sabes que no fue nosotros llamándole. ¿Ok?
Ok.
Ok. Al contratar a Local Splash como su representante de publicidad por Internet, ¿está usted de acuerdo en darnos a conocer cualquier uso adicional de programas de publicidad por Internet cuando sea necesario?
Sí.
¿Quieres que te lo explique? Aunque sea, te lo voy a explicar. Okay.
Okay.
Lo que estamos diciendo aquí, no digo que tú no puedes hacer otro marketing. Lo que estoy diciendo es que antes que lo hagas, por favor, llámanos primero para que podamos asegurar que no es un servicio que ya estamos incluyendo. No queremos que estés invirtiendo más dinero si tú no necesitas. Okay.
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 Sí.
Ahora,
gracias.
El pago por el plazo inicial y el establecimiento de su cuenta será cobrado el día de hoy, que es el 29 de febrero 2024, por la cantidad de $598. Esto es un compromiso verbal de 2 meses. Lo que eso quiere decir, Miguel, que su segundo pago va a estar cobrado el día 29 de marzo 2024 por la cantidad descontado de $499. Ahora, cuando este plazo llegue a su término, su servicio será renovado automáticamente cada mes el día 29 por la cantidad descontado de $499. Usted podrá suspender o cancelar su servicio en cualquier momento por medio de una llamada al departamento de servicio al cliente. Eso fue el número que yo te mandé. 877-635-6225. Y solo prima el 8 para hablar con alguien en español.
Okay.
Para prevenir esos cobros consecutivos, por favor, contacte al servicio al cliente por lo menos 3 días antes de la fecha programada para que no te cobren. So ya sabes, si tienes que pausarla o cancelarla, llámanos 3 días antes del día 29 para que no le cobren ese día. ¿Ok?
Ok. Okay.
¿Está usted de acuerdo con los términos y condiciones de renovación y suspensión?
A ver, explíqueme eso, por favor.
Digo que si estás de acuerdo con los términos que tenemos para renovar y para suspender o cancelar. ¿Si estás de acuerdo con los términos que platicamos?
Ah, sí.
Okay. Muy bien. Ahora, Stacy, te voy a explicar lo, I'm going to explain to you, Stacy, like the most important points. Okay?
Okay.
just so that you understand too. So, I want him to be aware, right? He just needs to be attentive. Like sometimes we might call him with an update on the account, right? And we know sometimes he's busy on a job. We're just asking, make sure he calls us within 24 business hours. I also want him to be aware that he might get a call from like another company, right, that's trying to sell him some type of marketing. They're not associated with our company. We're never going to call him to ask him to pay more than the $499 a month. The reason that I put the security question, because if someone claims, vamos a decir that they're saying they're Local Splash, always ask, what's my security question? They hang up on him, he knows it's not us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, also, let's say he's going to do other marketing. Okay? Before he does, all we want him to do is just call us just to make sure that we're not already providing that service. So we'll just, he'll just say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. We'll double check, make sure that's not included in our package. And as long as it's not, we're going to tell him go for it, because we don't want him to spend more money if he doesn't need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, let me see here. And then just make sure his billing date's always going to be the 29th of each month. So if for some reason he needs to pause or cancel the account, he just needs to call us 3 business days before the 29th so that he doesn't get charged. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, let me just see here. I just got a message back. It said that the card was declined.
Yeah.
Did you get?
That there was a fraud alert on it.
Did they ask you they probably want to make sure that you're aware of the charge that's being made. I have a security like that on my card too. Did it give you like an option like, yes, this is a charge that you're making or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you put yes?
I'm just doing it right now.
Okay. In the meantime, Ihan, because I'm not going to charge the card again, we're going to still wait a couple minutes once you verify with them. What day, okay. Vas a querer, cuando hacemos la cita de entrevista, vas a querer, Miguel, que sea Stacy contigo? Do you want Stacy on the call when we do your client interview tomorrow?
Sí.
¿O quieres que ella lo haga? What do you prefer?
Pues estaría con ella también.
Okay, perfecto. So, déjame ver qué horario tenemos. I'm going to look at our client interview. So, mañana, what we do is we block out an hour, okay? The technician is going to talk. He wants you to be on the call too, Stacy, okay? So, and I'll make sure it's a technician that's bilingual. So, let me see here. Okay. Esto es lo que tengo en el calendario. This is the time that I have, and it's going to be in the time I give you is your time. I have an appointment available tomorrow. I got one from 4 to 5. I have 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What time do you want?
Probably 6 to 7.
5 to 6 or 6 to 7? ¿A qué horas vas a querer?
6 to 7.
6 to 7, mejor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Okay. I'm going to send it to your email. Y estoy poniendo Spanish, English. Okay. So I'll make sure that they know someone bilingual. So this way, in case if Miguel needs someone to say something to him in Spanish, you know, they can help him, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number. Just make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, Miguel, we call you, andas ocupado, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, solo contesta la llamada y dígale, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We will call you right back, okay? But we're going to send you a reminder an hour before the interview, sin caso se le pase, so that way you don't forget, okay?
Ya pues ahora voy a estar libre.
Okay, perfect. Let me send you this. Now, I'm not going to charge the card yet. I'm going to still give it a couple minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, under your services, Miguel, what do you want me to notate? Voy a poner techos and what else? Roofing?
Roofing, siding.
Siding?
Deck.
Uh-huh.
Metal roof.
Metal roof.
And, ¿qué más? Pues como todo de fecha, soffit, todo eso de lo que hago
okay.
Todo exterior.
Soffit, fecha. Okay. ¿Quieres que ponga install solo o también reparaciones? Installs and repairs?
Reparaciones también.
Okay,
pues,
perfect.
Pues hago todo.
Okay. All right. And residential, comercial o solo residencial?
Puro residencial hago.
Okay, puro residencial. Okay. Ahora, okay. No es un requerido. I just ask out of habit, de maña. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Tengo aseguranza, pero ahorita estoy trabajando para la licencia.
¿En el proceso? Ah, muy bien. Felicidades. Okay.
Sí, bueno,
ay, nomás, oigo los niños.
Sí.
Ay, qué lindo.
Nomás tengo licencia, disculpe. Digo,
oh, nomás,
aseguranza.
Aseguranza. Okay. Nomás estoy poniendo en el proceso para la licencia. So no se preocupen. No es un requerido. Okay,
okay.
Stacy, are you going to want to make him a Facebook page? Do you want us to make him one for the business? You would have to open up a personal Facebook for him. Or do you use Facebook?
No.
Okay. ¿No van a querer Facebook página? Si no, no se preocupe. You don't have to.
Después si decidimos...
¿Después? Sí, nomás dígame. Si van a quererlo después, me dices, and I'll have them make you one. Okay? Okay. Ahora, la distancia. ¿Quieres cubrir por condado, millaje? Do you want to cover certain cities?
Pues, más bien, pues, donde venga el trabajo.
¿Ciudades? Okay, so vas a querer, porque yo sé que Ledington es como unos 71 millas, right? Like 71 miles from you?
No, Ledington son como 25 millas.
Okay, ¿quieres que ponga de 50? What do you prefer?
Sí, como 50 alrededor.
Empezando con 50. Okay, nomás para que tú sepas, las campañas de Google, you can go as far as 100 miles if you want it. No lo recomiendo. Le deja muy retirado los 100 millas. But you could put 50 miles, es como haciendo un círculo alrededor, 50 millas alrededor de tu zip code.
Sí.
Y tirándole una cobija. That's going to cover 50 miles.
Okay.
We'll do 50.
¿Cómo que recomienda más usted? Pues no sé. Yo
bueno, bien. Si tus áreas, si tú te manejas como de 50 millas, yo recomiendo empieza con 50. You can always change it. Si quieres rebajarlo como a 40, we can change that later. It's up to you.
Okay.
O si quieres que sea un poco más retirado, we can do that too. But I would say
no,
start with 50, ¿no?
Okay,
es como una hora de distancia.
Sí.
Okay. Y luego, ¿cuál es su preferencia? What do you prefer when we're communicating with you, Miguel? Do you want us to call you? Do you want us to text, email, all three, phone and text? Cuando estamos comunicando contigo.
Llamada.
Phone and text. Okay. Voy a poner phone and text. ¿Y cuáles son tus horas de operación? What's your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, what time, mija?
Probably 8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And we're almost done. I know the kids are probably like, we're hungry.
Yeah.
And what are the forms of payments that he's accepting? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash and check.
Okay, perfect. If he ever starts taking Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, or any of that, just let us know so we can update it, okay?
Okay.
And then is it okay to run the card now?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and run it. Now, the last things, so there's an email. There's going to be two emails that we're going to go over, and then we'll be all done.
Okay.
What I'm going to need you to help me with, Stacy, for him, so we can get them verified through Google faster, okay? We're going to send you this email with a list of items that we need pictures of. So you don't have to send us all the items. Send us what you can. So one of them is going to be pictures of his work tools, his work equipment. If he uses a work truck or a van, send us a picture of that with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of his business license. Don't worry about, or of his business insurance. Don't worry about the license. You can ignore that one because he doesn't have it. Send us a picture if he hands out business cards. Send us a picture of that. So whatever's on that list that you can send us pictures of, send them. Whatever, lo que no tiene, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you take a look at his email or his text messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came after or before the welcome one. Do you see it?
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Beautiful. So you're going to help us with this. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, Dear Juan Miguel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. This is going to be a recurring charge. Do you see where it says, please click here?
Yep.
Click on that. Now it's going to open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Yep.
Okay. Do you see the phone number towards the bottom, his phone number?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The two boxes under the phone number, Miguel is going to click, I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone.
Uh-huh.
He's going to click inside the other box that says he is the certifying that he is the authorized user and holder of the signer of the credit card, and his information is complete and accurate. At the bottom where it says sign in that box, he's going to type his name, Juan Miguel Rios Almanza, pero sin acentos, right? Because the sistema es bien delicado. It doesn't recognize it. And then click on confirm signature. Now it should open up a page for him to put a username and password. Let me know when he sees that.
Well, I'm trying to click confirm, but hold on.
Did you click in the little boxes? The little check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't want to let me click confirm.
Okay. Look at the name to make sure that you put Miguel, or Juan, espacio, Miguel, espacio.
Yep.
And then
exactly how it is.
You're clicking on the little box, and it's not letting you?
No, the little orange one that says confirm signature, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes. No.
Maybe because we're on the phone. Maybe that's why. Okay, so just once we hang up, make sure you go through that. You'll know that it accepted it because it should open up a page telling you to put a username and a password. And when it does that, that means it's done. So when you get to that part, that's where you would go into your reporting system. So right now, we don't have the report, like the username and password yet, because the technician's going to create that. And they'll send you an email with a link to that reporting system, a username and a password. Okay?
Okay.
So remember tomorrow, we're going to call you from the 877 number. And we're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. So just make sure, Miguel, that you're answering the calls within that hour. And then just remember, empezando from tomorrow, in 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout for the PIN code from Google that's going to make you the red dot on the map because we'll need the PIN code. 5 to 7 days, you're going to be in the, directories, and we're going to have you listed. Also with your login credentials to track your results. 7 to 14 days, you're going to be also with your website up and running, and you're going to also have the Google ads on the first page up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, the local map, we're always going to promise you 30 to 45, but I have seen many times, Miguel, where it's happened sooner. So as soon as you get the PIN code, we need it right away, okay? And the technician le va a explicar todo de nuevo, everything that I went over, okay? So I would like to tell both of you congratulations, and Miguel and Stacy, welcome to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you guys. Super excited. ¿Otras preguntas? Antes que les dejo. Any other questions?
Y de las fotos, luego las ¿cómo las?
Me las puedes mandar. Yeah, Stacy, you could either text them or on those pictures, there's a hyperlink. If you click on the link, you can upload them there. Okay?
Okay.
And then just make sure that Miguel signs the receipt and then you guys are done. Okay? If you have any issues, the technician will help you tomorrow with that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Que tengan un bonito tarde. Bye.
Okay, bye.